Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the?
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
What's up, everybody? I'm Tahir Moore.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn, Internet, You Scary.
Hey, hey.
We got a very special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Baltimore raised, well, I don't know if you raised that, but originally from Baltimore. Fantastic comedian, content creator. You might have seen him on a little show, America's Got Talent. He's here with us today, off tour. You know what I'm saying? Take your time off, Mr. Mike E. Winfield.
And the thanks for having me, man. It's been about time. I've been waiting for this forever. Thank you, everybody. I love you. I hope you love me. Let's love. Let's spread it around the world. Thank you very much, you guys.
This is hype.
Let's get it going.
How you been, man?
Hey, man, extraordinary. You know, I feel like energy makes everything happen. And I got a lot of good vibes, and I've been pushing them out, and then I'm receiving a lot of good vibes coming in my direction. Hey. So life is amazing.
This is so wholesome. This is the greatest intro.
Hey, I hope it's wholesome. I want you to continue to look at me in that light, world. I want you to remember that. So when you hear these other stories, man, they're false, they're not true.
We got to get to those.
Yeah.
Let's keep all the positivity.
What has life been like since premiere on national TV? Like, are you recognized everywhere you go now?
Hey, man, daily. So daily, this is what happens, you know? And this is the greatest part about being a two-time loser on AGT. I lost 2 consecutive seasons. Like, no one's ever done that. That's why I'm so proud.
What place?
Like, yo, man, I was, like, top 5.
Nice.
But it was 2 L's. So now when you see people in the streets, they're always like, you should have won. Those are the people that buy tickets because they're like, you should have won. And if I would have won, I'd have got more hate.
Yeah.
But since I didn't win, it's like, you should have won.
Clay Aiken style.
So what happens now is daily, it's like, I'm recognizing, you know, people are seeing me in the streets, the airport, you know, everywhere you go. And you don't realize how many people have seen this show.
Yeah.
Like, many. And then they buy tickets, and I end up in towns called Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania.
What?
Just some random-ass places. I think it's 2, you know? And then you in there.
Jim Thorpe sounds dangerous.
And then my fans, man, they like 70, 80. It don't even matter because they buying tickets.
They buying tickets.
It might be their last show, but I ain't tripping because I'm selling tickets.
So did your fan base, did it expand like older?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I love them because everybody knows this about me. I've always liked the older, like the moms, like the women. Like I've always been into like the varicone vein chasing, you know, like I've been into that.
That's new.
So now I got them popping up, man, and I got the fan base and just
pun intended. They pop it up.
They pop it up. So it's been great. And now I realize like you got that. You know, nurture that. And now where's the next one? What's the next wave? What's next for me? And that's where I'm at right now. It's like, hey, man, meeting more people, you know, letting them know what I do, and hopefully they show up.
What are the chances of a third time on America's Got Talent?
They reached out to me last year.
Okay.
So I just may do it again next season. I mean, it's going to happen. It's inevitable because I got material. I got jokes for it. It's just a matter of, like, when I do it. You know, and I'm not going to turn it down. Like, there was, like, only thing I would turn it down for is I have, like, a Korea tour. Mm-hmm. And if they wanted me to do it exactly then yeah, I'm going to pass it up because I'm going to Korea. I've never been there, and I want to do new things. Mm-hmm. But for the show, it's opened up a lot of doors. So there's a loyalty. Yeah. There's a loyalty to the show.
Yeah, you want to do that. You don't want to disappoint the fans that and the supporters that got on board with you, especially, like, from season 1. Yes. Your first time on the show, and they're looking forward to that. So you definitely want to be there for them, but you also want to get those new experiences. And as a comic, this is something I've come to realize, like, within the last couple of years. Like, I've never wanted to be the GOAT. That was never my goal in comedy. My goal was literally just to be the best that I could be to the fan base and the supporters that come out to me.
Yeah.
And, like, when you take that off and you look at it from that point, it takes a lot of pressure.
Man,
off of.
Forget pressure! What about the people that already think you the GOAT? You know there's a list of people. And, you know, like, you don't want to live in your comments. You don't want to live, but you get the DMs, and they're like, man, you the GOAT.
You
the GOAT. And it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. man, you changed their lives. Maybe you are.
Yeah.
Maybe you are. You know I'm nominated right now for the joke of the year.
Really?
The joke of the year, man. I wrote a joke. And that was always my goal, man. Like, I like to write, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, that's all I want to do is just write some new stuff. And now I'm nominated from the Academy for the Joke of the Year.
That's crazy.
So how does that work?
Yo, man, what happens at the end of the year, they're going to look at all the nominees for the Joke of the Year, and mine's on the list, and I'm going to win. It's an incredible joke. It should be in the comments up in the thing, man. Make sure y'all check it out when y'all can check it out.
What's it about?
Man, so look at this. This is a fact, and that's what I like, man. I like to be fact-based. There was one black man on the Titanic.
There's only one?
It was only one I know about.
Uh-huh.
But I did the research, man. It's a real dude, you know. It was a person. Uh-huh. It was one black dude on the Titanic, and they never talked about it. It wasn't in Titanic, the movie.
Of course, yeah.
It wasn't in nothing.
And deleted scenes?
And I brought it to light. Yeah, it should have been in deleted scene.
Yeah.
We should have saw him walk past like DiCaprio, like one quick ass time, do some black shit.
No line?
Do some shit. You know, like, ah! Yeah, he ain't need lines. I think that's what the power is of us, man. Like, being black, man, we just kind of shine.
Yeah.
We naturally shine. We don't even always need lines. Sometimes, man, I'm watching a television show and it's a black person in the background. I'm just like, man, look at him, man. This dude, he's just swagging out in the back, sipping on his coffee. Like, man, you know, man, he could get a spinoff.
A background extra spinoff would be crazy.
A spinoff for the background extra. So his sip.
That is hilarious. Well, first of all, love the energy. It's amazing. It's fantastic. And it's definitely infectious. Like, people are even talking about it in the comments. Like, they love your smile. They love the energy, man. That definitely makes a difference in this game. I definitely want to tap in on, like, how do you not get jaded? How do you keep the energy up after, you know what I'm saying, two seasons of
That's funny. I am jaded. Yo, I knew from day one this shit is slimy. This is a dirty ass business, and mm-hmm. I'm jaded because I've seen so much.
Mm-hmm.
I've been passed on so much. I've seen so much happen. I've seen darkness, man. Like, I want to be a writer. I like writing. I want to be a writer for comedians officially. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen stuff stolen.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm incredibly jaded. It's just, I got a spirit that's really positive, and I can't fight it. Like, I can't fight the positivity.
A lot of brand deals coming because of that.
It's too incredible. So, but, man, no, I'm so jaded, man. Mm-hmm. And through, like, this and, mm-hmm. you know, entertainment and just relationships in general, like, yeah, it's put me in very dark places, you know? And then you just kind of muscle through, and that's what it's about. It's about that journey. Mm-hmm. It's about enjoying it if you can.
Yeah, if you can.
Everyone doesn't have the power to do that, and I see that people, man, like, life is weird. People mm-hmm. feel how they feel. You're granted the life you're granted, and I see all this mental health stuff, and I'm just like, I'm very incredibly blessed to have the energy that I have.
Yeah, that's great, man.
That's super dope.
I love to hear it. I love to see it. And I always wanted, like, I seen, you know, you on America's Got Talent. I seen Preacher on another show. And I feel like when you guys get to that level, like, I saw you were doing a couple shows with Howie. Like, do you feel weird coming back to, like, the comedy clubs? Like, after being gone for so long, because you've been on tour, and you've been with Howie, you with the TV. Is it a weird adjustment to come back to the clubs and, you know, do a workout night or something like that? Or is it just, you feel regular?
No, man, you know what? That's kind of like my refuge.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I go back to the comedy clubs, I feel like a comedian again. That's what I want to feel like.
Yeah.
That is the feeling I want to have.
Not just a performer.
Right, absolutely. Gotcha. Like, a lot of times, man, you go, and I love the fans. I love the shows that are my shows, you know? But they love you so much, they just going to rock with you. Yeah. And I appreciate that, and I love that. But I like when I surprise, and they don't know me still. Because then people are seeing me for the first time, and they're like, who is this? And now I'm just like, I might be filthy. Whereas my fans, they see me in all the clean light, and they want all the clean jokes, and I have those too. But I like to pop up and just be who I am.
Yeah.
Like, my whole ultimate goal of this all is, like, just to be myself the whole time, because it's better. It's easier than trying to be like, oh, man, I got to be this way for these people and this way for these people. I just rather be this.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Nah. Right. I feel like Tony Becker was in that space for a while. People viewed him as a clean comic. And was like, I'm not a clean comic. I just don't cuss unnecessarily. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like there was kind of a space where he was like, man, fuck all that, man. And he started, you know, just getting a little more liberal with the cursing. But it's crazy how people will put you in a box. Like, when I toured with Kev and Tony, I knew that I was touring with Kev, and this is mostly his audience. So I'm mindful of that.
Yeah.
Performing certain jokes and switching out words to make sure I'm not as crass as I would be on a tour of my own. But, like, people started grouping me in, and it was like I literally talked to somebody at an agency. I won't say the name of the agency, but they was like, oh, no, we just thought you were a clean comic. That's why we didn't reach out to you, because we didn't know that you would pair well with any of the people that we had on our roster. And I was like, I'm filthy as fuck. I'm respectful when I'm touring with people, but I've never been a clean comic. But, I mean, people just, they will box you and they will group you and put you together. But, again, like you, I'm thankful for the people that I were able to touch. No physical. With my comedy in those spaces, and the fans that hopped on board with that, and the supporters that hopped on board with that.
Hey, man, what is wrong with people? Who told you these words were evil and negative, so now you get weird ass when you hear them?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Well, our parents.
You adhering to something that the world is telling you that's evil. Like, just listen to the source of the joke. Just listen to the funny part. As soon as you hear shit, you're like, oh, I don't mess with this person anymore. I can't listen. Like, shut the fuck up.
There you go. Yeah, Mikey Whitfield's here, ladies and gentlemen.
People, you're supposed to listen to what they're trying to say and allow yourself to evolve as a human. Mm. You're blocking your blessings when you cut somebody out because they said damn. And now you're like, oh, they said damn. I can't do this anymore. Like, no, you're the problem. You're the problem, because you're missing out what could take your life to another level, and that shit angers me.
I see.
And because, man, like, I'm a creative. Like, yo, I, like, pride myself on, like, words and writing and crafting. And then for somebody to say, oh, no, you said this, so I don't even want to listen. Like, leave me forever. I don't want leave you.
Well, with that said, how much did you tone down your act for America's Got Talent?
Well, here's a catch, man. So America's Got Talent was all my older material. So, like, it fell in my lap. Like, I needed to do 2 minutes, and then I was like, you know, I know how to, like, set up a punchline and a premise and a punchline. Mm-hmm. And these were, like, old jokes that were, like, really easy. I knew they worked for the show.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, but I loved them
because
it's really real. It's based off my life. It was just like, I've been doing this for so many years that if you continue doing anything, it should become easier.
Yeah.
You know? And so for that, it was never hard. It was just like, all right, I'm giving this joke. So it wasn't so much even a toning down thing. I just got these jokes in my arsenal. I just got a lot of content of material, you know? And even now, I have more, and this is why I have more. Last December, I went to film a special in Vegas, and I filmed it over 4 shows. There were some camera malfunctions.
Aww.
So the special, I have it, but it's not able to release because something was wrong with the front camera.
Not the
which
front
is
one.
The most important for my face.
On all 4 shows?
Like, it was blurry?
Yeah,
it was out of focus?
It was like, it was just, they're like, it's just a malfunction. And we
got
they
didn't
this
even
problem.
Have the footage.
Yeah, they want to reshoot the whole thing, and now I'm not in love with the venue the way I was.
Yes.
So now I'm sitting on more. But that allowed me to just keep writing because I had filmed that in December. So now I'm just sitting on stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I need to get this out. I got to put something out eventually, you know, just because I don't like it. I just want to sit on, I don't like sitting on material, man. I just want to, like, release it. It's all for your legacy, you know. Mm-hmm. You write it and you put it out and you move on, and then people are like, oh, this and that. And I just need it done so I can move on to the next thing. And I just know it's going to be special.
That's it.
It feels good.
I like the energy. We got to stop right now because we got to get this. We always do a our intro show, and we do a different every time we have a different guest.
Yeah.
The energy you got right now is giving me like Fat Man Scoop energy, like some Funk Flex energy. And typically we have the guest freestyle.
Damn.
with Pat. I make the beat and we have a freestyle. But I kind of just want you to be the hype man.
Yeah, yeah.
Over this shit and just go crazy with it because I feel like
we can
do that. Why not?
Right.
Why not? The energy's here. I gotta match him. So let me see what good beat that I can.
Fat Man Scoop beat?
Yeah.
Hasn't been requested in quite a while.
Bum, 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 bum. I can't do that one. That one just sounded crazy.
That sounded like the circus.
It sounded like a carnival. Okay. Let me go. This is that old Snoop Dogg joint.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, come on, Fat Man Mike. Fat Man Moore and with Mike, we with Mike. Fat Man Moore, we with Mike. We with Mike, we with Mike. I told you that these hoes lie.
Yeah, they
better
do.
Better pull up with a bow tie. This is Mike. This ain't Larry. Welcome to damn internet. You fuck skip.
Damn.
Look at the fro. That shit is clean than a hoe.
Hey.
Look at the girls shaking their asses because they see the yellow glasses. Give me some. That'd be a crazy reason to start twerking.
That was it.
It's a wild reason to start twerking.
He got yellow glasses.
I can't control myself. Speaking of control yourself, fellas, listen, man. Summertime's here. Ladies are putting on the what do they call it? The maxi dresses. They're putting on the sundresses. They're putting on shorts. Okay, I went to the BET experience. It was crazy. It was crazy. Everywhere I was looking, it was crazy. Fellas, don't get caught lacking, okay? If you out here clapping cheeks, you can take it to the next level by using Blue Chew. I want to let you know this episode is sponsored in part by Blue Chew. For those that have been living under the rock for the past umpteen years, Blue Chew is an online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but at a fraction of the cost. Now, I'm always the person that's somewhat frugal. If I can get something that's doing the same, producing the same results as this other product right here, and I can get it at a fraction of the cost, I'm all in. Right there, I'm all in. Like the cheeks right there of it. I love the fact that Blue Chew is done all online. You've completed a survey, and you get a message back from one of their licensed physicians, ask you all the questions. You set it up, and the package will arrive at your door in a couple of days. It is made and shipped in the USA. Arrives to your door in a discreet package. And I'm going to let you know this. When I started taking the Blue Chew tablets, because it's a tablet, it's a chewable form, which also right there setting it apart from everything else. But when I started taking Blue Chew, I didn't need it. Okay, I did not need it. I was doing fine by my own. But after trying it, I'm like, I'm not going back. Okay, I mean, why would you take off a pair of shoes that makes you jump higher and run faster than all your competition? Why would you do that? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to keep on doing it. So I'm still subscribed. I'm paying it on my own money. And I done upped the dosage. And I also upped the amount of Blue Chew tablets that I get every month. So if you're ready to take your game to the next level, okay, and only if you're ready. I ain't going to force it on you. Only if you're ready. I want you to go to BlueChew.com. Use our promo code DIYS, and you'll get your first shipment completely for free. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping and handling. Just $5, Buster. So go to BlueChew.com. Use our promo code DIYS to receive your first month free. You just pay $5 for shipping. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast. We thank you for listening. Fellas, let's close the summer strong, baby. City boys up. 10,000 points.
Shout out to Blue Chew, man.
Mm-hmm.
Riding.
They've been consistent, too. I appreciate them.
Riding. All right, what we got on the docket?
Let's see what we're looking like.
Hmm.
We got
first of all, we got some birthdays. Can we go back to that real quick? Shout out to the July birthdays. Mm-hmm. We got Trina Frazier. We got Kelvin Baker. We got Ranchelle Teal, and we got Hippie Goes, whose birthday is Wednesday. Let's go with the birthday
cancer season.
Birthday, it's your birthday, it's your fucking birthday, you cancer bitch, ayy, it's a fucking birthday, you a cancer bitch, ayy, and I mean the astrology, I don't mean actual cancer bitch.
Way to go. That's the song we should did for the intro right there. That shit was live. I'm looking for the women. I'm holding my cup like,
that's a hit.
Yeah,
that's a hit.
Okay, so what we got with this one right here? This is the Florida police assertion. Which one was that you clicked?
That was a car.
Oh, the carjacker puts the toddler on the roadside. Woo!
Hey man, you know what?
That's insane. Wait, where was she?
Somebody was carjacked, so they finally got put out the car. Maybe they drove off with the car, didn't realize it. So
it was a kid in the back.
Yeah,
man, I love considerate carjackers. You know what I mean? Like, yo,
he can't go all the way back, you know?
Yeah. You know, you can't ruin it. The chances of getting away. It says Florida police are searching for a man who they said carjacked a woman and took off with an SUV while her child was still inside.
That's a pickle. Because if you keep going, it's fully kidnapping.
Yeah.
If you go back, you're just like, I guess I got to give both of these back.
Yeah.
So it was an infant too, man. That's wild.
So carjacking is a crime, and I'm sure he had the gun, so it's probably brandishing a weapon. And then kidnapping on top of that, it's like, I ain't trying to fight three charges. Two I might be getting away with.
Well, no, he's not. He got out the car, no mask.
Right, and then he put the baby down, then it took off.
Oh, he's not getting away with it. Yeah, right. But, man, that's considerate. That's a sweet thing to do from a carjacker's perspective.
It's better than just, you know, you getting that call later like, I got your kid.
Right. And, man, it's probably the kid. The kid probably, like, was like, drop me off.
Roll up just a little bit. I want to see the ha-ha is Fred's comment. A perfect example of humanity struggling but still showing signs of hope. He wanted the monetary item and had no intentions of hurting a baby. That is a positive silver lining of it.
I agree with that, man. Sometimes you just need a ride, man. Yeah. I'm tired of Uber. I'm tired of calling people. Why don't I just get my own ride? Way quicker. I'm sorry, it's a baby in the back. Yeah. Nobody planned on that.
Maybe you should check that first. Check to see if that's, because that's a huge thing. I don't know if they had a baby on board.
Car seats are hard to get out.
Yeah.
Too. Right, so he's probably had kids of his own.
He probably was driving, doing this, like trying to unfasten it from the front
seat. So he's also a father. Okay. That's where the compassion comes from. He's like, oh,
I mean, look, she got insurance. She going to get another car.
It's going to take a couple weeks, but she might get it. She might get it back.
No, but she'll have a rental in the meantime.
It's not the 90s. These cars are so trackable now. If they don't got the chip, they're electric, they have GPS and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, unless he's going to a chop shop, which where the hell?
Yeah. I mean, she might have had if she had a laptop or iPad in the car, you could track it with Apple, too. So you can also follow it from that, too. Like, it don't even have to be something with the cars. It could be something in the car that you track. But I don't know how I would feel about getting my car back after I was carjacked in said car.
Yeah.
It's kind of like somebody breaking into your house. Like, you feel weird. You feel like your place has been invaded. Yeah. You feel violated. And it takes a while for you to get comfortable in your space again. I don't know if I would be comfortable in that vehicle anymore.
I agree. And I'm kind of more in the unpopular opinion. I'm like, let him have it.
The baby.
What's his story? You know?
Maybe, let him have the baby too.
Let him have it. How will that she feel? Hey, man, what's his story? What if his story is just so intriguing where you're like, yo, man, get that man a car. He didn't know what the means to go by to get it. He just thought he was a carjack or whatever. But what if he needs a car for some reason, like on AGT? What if
he has a story? What if he has a story? He's trying to make it to the audition. He's trying to make it to the audition.
He's been auditioning. He's been rehearsing for years. He's just trying to make it to the audition.
He gets in. He's sweating. He's like, but he got it. I go to the front of the line. I ain't got that much time before.
And he know he gonna kill the audition. He knows the baby in the back, but man, he been going over his lines. He's self-taped, looking at it himself. He's ready.
Is that him? It looks like he's in the store with no shirt on.
What are you auditioning for?
Was that before or after the car?
I think that might be before. I don't know, but either way.
He used a credit card? Jesus Christ.
Yo, he didn't have to do that. He didn't have to put the baby on the
side
of the road.
And that's probably how he's going
to
get caught. That's the craziest
part. This is a bus.
It's compassion.
It looks like a bus that's driving, that's filming it with that long mirror extended out.
You mean a hater? Let that man live.
Do y'all have a dash cam?
I've been thinking of getting one lately.
They say that you kind of need one.
Why?
Just in case anything happens. Yeah. Same with like security cameras at your house and stuff.
Mm. I have a homegirl who stays in an apartment complex, and she came outside, and the neighbor had left the baby in a car, right? Months old baby. Mm. Baby's crying.
Which month?
I don't know. Because
it's July, it's unacceptable.
Oh, no. This was like maybe 2-3 months ago.
So, yeah, it was like
yeah, and it's also in a parking garage. It's in a structure, but it's a small structure. Probably like
babies can stay in the car then.
A little bit, right? So but here's cool. The thing. So my homegirl was like, she waited a little bit, and then she called the cops. And then she saw the neighbor come out. I was like, oh, I think, did I leave my baby in the car? She's like, bitch, yes, you left the baby in the car. And my homegirl was like, I've been asking this chick if she needs help with the kids. She's like, I stay in the complex. I'll help you if you need a break or something, because she always looked frazzled. So the cops come. They're knocking on the door. The lady never comes to the door because she know what the fuck going on, right?
But the baby's safe.
The baby's safe now. Oh, the baby's inside by now by the time the cops come. But I think they went back and they talked to her or something like that. And they, you know, maybe threatened her or something like that. So my homegirl goes out to her car, and the back of her car is smashed in with a bat, like a baseball bat, like multiple times. And so there are no cameras in the garage, so she can't definitively say that it was the neighbor. But that's the only thing that makes sense, because that's the only car. It was the only car that was damaged. And this was right after this incident happened.
Right.
And so she's just like, I should have had a fucking dash cam, man. So she bought one because her insurance replaced it and took a couple weeks, but she got her car back. And first thing she got was that dash cam, one on the front, one on the back.
Which is great, but that's never going to happen again.
I didn't know you could just not answer the door for the police.
Yeah, if they're doing like a wellness check or following up on something, I guess they don't have the right. They can't kick down the door unless they assume it's imminent danger for somebody inside, or you know, somebody has reported like maybe a deadly crime or something like that, or something with a gun. But they have to have a. I think typically they have to have a search warrant to like bust through the door. They're supposed to,
right?
So I'm sure if they're just doing like a wellness check, they don't have the authority to like invade somebody's home.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you need it, because there's just a lot of unbelievable shit that happens when you're in the car. So it's just like good day.
And you know the world works. Everybody doesn't need a baby,
for sure.
Oh yeah.
I know he didn't, though.
It's going to sound hella controversial. Hella controversial.
I'm here for it.
I feel like at this point in time, there should be a cap on babies. I feel like it should be no more than 2 per family.
The old China rule.
Yeah, but like we ain't throwing them off of like cliffs.
Are they?
If they're women, if they're girls.
Yeah, right.
Cliffs?
I heard that was a thing, right? Yeah. Am I tripping? Leah, did you hear that? Let me look it up, because I don't want to be lying to y'all, but I heard like China was like throwing babies off the cliff. If you had a baby, like you could only have...
If you're wrong, that was an odd-ass guess.
Man, let's test it.
Clips?
Does China get... China's one-child policy. China's rapid population growth resulting in fundamental human rights abuses due to cultural stigmas and having female children. The stringent policy has led to millions of female infants being aborted, abandoned, or killed.
Let's look into I knew that. Let's look into the killed, though, because throwing them off a cliff is so ceremonial.
Yo, I've heard a lot of things, man. I think I even nodded when you said it, but then I heard what you said, and I was like,
oh, the cliff part is wild.
The cliff part is
it's pretty far from
when
a hospital.
Newborns being thrown into rivers or onto rubbish piles.
Rubbish piles.
Or thrown into rivers.
Yeah, we don't know where they were standing, but if it was a river.
So late 16th century. Not any time recently, but this was a thing.
Oh, 16th century.
Yeah. You know, I'm a history major.
Damn. Are you really?
Absolutely not.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
So, I'm not saying one child. I'm saying 2. And you know, regardless of if it's a male or female, I feel like we are losing all the natural resources.
Right.
World is overheating.
What you got to do, though? Like, what should be the mandatory? Like, if you want 3, what do you have to apply for it? Like, what should be the move?
You gotta pay.
You gotta pay if you want the third one?
Yep, $250,000.
Mm. Damn. So after you get two, what happens? Do you get your, what is it? You get a certificate of completion. Yeah.
You get a certificate of completion for family.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter if you divorce and you get with someone else, you've already bore two children.
Yeah.
You complete it. So that'll make people wisen up too.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just and that's world off. Changing. That can help
and,
society.
And we need male birth control. We need male birth control more than female birth control.
Sure.
We need that immediately.
Wait,
we need
time
that
out.
Stat.
We don't have that?
There condoms. Is condoms. But there's no pill. There's no shot. There's no, other than condoms and, what did I get? Snips?
The vasectomy.
Vasectomy. Yeah. Other than condoms, vasectomy. There's no pill. There's no shot. There's no other.
There should at least
male
be
birth
a pill.
Control.
Well, they tried a male birth control pill, but all the men complained that they were having too many side effects from it.
Oh.
So got soft. So they stopped. Women just be taking
cramps.
These side effects to the
going
chest.
Going to work and shit, yeah.
They be gaining weight. Their skin be flourishing, though, because birth control pills help women with, like, their skin and stuff like that.
I hear it breaks you out.
No, a lot of people get on it to help with their acne. My daughter did. My daughter got on birth control at like 16 for her acne because it was bad.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Male birth control, huh?
Pull out system ain't. It's not. It's not 100%. I got a couple that's close friends, and the they follow their calendar. She does the period tracker thing.
That's crazy.
And they haven't had any issues in 2 years. But most people don't follow it to the T like that. Like, if you're drunk and you feeling the type of way, and she ovulating, like, I'm going to pull out on time. No, the fuck you're not. No, you're not. I'm not going to do all of this work for 15 minutes. This, shoulders, hips, everything, holding my breath.
Why are your shoulders moving so much?
Huh?
Why are your shoulders
that's
moving?
Because that's a thrust. That's a thrust. Like, you pulling them back from the back. Like, ugh.
Yeah, okay.
How do you go from the back? You just let her do the work? Lazy. See that, ladies? This is what you're getting right here.
I'm not back there with my shoulders popping my chest like that.
Well, no,
you know?
No, it's the pull. It's this right here. It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
What?
That's not really what you were doing at first. You were kind of just going like this.
Is that what we about to do?
I feel judged right now.
That's what I was doing.
I mean, everybody has...
There's a lot of shoulders. But
everybody got their own method, Pat. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their own method.
Would y'all deal with cramps for male birth control?
Oh, nah, I'm just getting them pregnant. Yo, that hurts. Man, you ever... Look, this is what happened to me, man. This was 2 months ago. I went to Starbucks and they thought I said whole milk, but I said oat milk.
Uh-huh.
So I had whole milk and it beat my ass, man. I had cramps for my whole drive up to Portland, man. And I'm like, forget this. If I had to deal with this, these hoes is getting pregnant.
They have the machine, the pregnancy cramp simulator.
Yeah.
And most men can't do it.
Have you tried it?
Never.
I want to try it. We need to find that.
No, we don't.
Hippie, find it on if you can on eBay.
I was
or
already
Amazon.
On their side though. I was already
and
like, man, that's horrible.
I want to try it on the show. I feel like I can make it through.
You can make it through for entertainment, but imagine you just doing this on a regular day.
At the house.
I'm going to stream for 48 hours, me wearing a thing for 48 hours.
I would tune in.
Okay.
But
the
again.
Cramps are going for 48 hours?
I mean, women have cramps. Like, some women have cramps throughout the entire duration of their period. Some have more intense cramps at the beginning, and then it kind of subsides. Some have them, like, the worst in the middle of it. So, like, it doesn't matter. Like, typically, most women have cramps at least. If they're the type that do cramp for periods, they do have cramps for, like, 1 to 3 days. So, you gotta give
all
it
day?
A try. No, it comes in waves.
Oh.
Yo,
like, I'm cramping.
I just need a menopause simulator. I want to be past all of it. And done.
Well, that means you're going to be dealing with the hot flashes.
That's another thing, man.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
We just can't deal with any level.
Yeah, I don't deal with none of them.
Soft, these niggas soft. I'm ready to try it. I'm putting it on. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it on. Pat, you going to try it?
I would try it.
Oh. Would you wear it for 2 days?
No. Got that.
What if it kills you? Like, what if...
How would it kill you, Mike?
Yo, what if you just cramp to death, man? Like, some people can't handle
pain.
Listen,
if you cramp to death wearing something that's simulating cramps, we got to weed out the weak there. Because if you don't have the wherewithal to just pull it off of you before you die, you ain't supposed to be here.
You don't know, man. People die in the heat. They don't know when it's, like, a degree hotter.
You are the type of person that try to cross the highway blindfolded. You don't deserve to be here.
Yo, forget that, Kranz. Man, look, I'ma just applaud all the women that deal with the things we deal with, but we deal with stuff too.
Of course.
We definitely do.
We deal with stuff too. It's just different.
It's definitely different. Right. I mean, listen, we all have our struggles. I'm always like looking for like how would I deal with that? How would I fare in this situation? So I always just try to put myself in the other person's shoes before I make a wild ass statement before I take that person into consideration.
How did we even get here?
This was all you.
Nah.
No, this was all you. We were talking about birth control and all of that, and you got on cramps.
Oh. I think I did that.
I know. I was just trying to put it on. Oh, do-gooder over here. No, it was me. Come on, man. Would have been good for views. Let's see what other story we got on the docket. Okay.
Oh, yeah. This is crazy. This guy did what a lot of people thought about. So this is a dude in New Jersey, New Jersey man, charged with attempted murder after flying to Florida to attack his online video game rival with a hammer.
Whoa.
Wow. Okay. So he basically flew overnight to attack his online video game rival. Edward Kang allegedly took an overnight flight from Newark to Jacksonville. Ooh, he went to Jacksonville? Surprised he didn't end up dead. The victim's stepfather reported being awakened by screams for help. Kang snuck into the victim's house in Fernandina Beach? Some beach. He was dressed in black with a mask and gloves at 2 a.m. on a Sunday. When he went to see what was going on, he found his stepson on the ground struggling with the attacker who had a hammer. Sheriff reported that Kang got angry at the victim while playing the multiplayer game ArcAge? Is that how you said? Is that ArcAge? Yeah. ArcAge. Told his mom he was visiting a friend in Florida and left. The victim suffered severe but non-life-threatening head wounds while Kang is being held at the county jail and attempted murder and burglary charges. So now he is going to a prison in Jacksonville because of ArcAge?
I think it's a good idea to start off by applauding this man's passion.
Right.
You know, just to be that invested in the game that you're willing to fly to find your rival to kick their ass.
He had one luggage and it just had a hammer in it. I'm visiting a friend, Mom.
We had a champion, though. It couldn't be a carry-on. It was just one big-ass piece of luggage with a hammer that's just lying all around.
It's kind of light.
He's on a mission. Hey, bro, what are you doing here?
A couple things. First of all, his head is shaped like this U. Like, the way his hair is, it looks like his head is shaped like this U underwear. Like, it comes out a little bit at the top. And I don't know. It could just be the hairstyle, but like I keep looking at it, like it looks a little off. Secondly, I wish they would come out with easily accessible information for where somebody lives. For this,
you want that?
Yeah.
No.
I was just thinking, like, how the hell did he find the dude's address?
He had all of these AI apps on. give me what shit started 48. Stays at. That's what I want.
Mm. Terrible idea.
He had to knock on every door. Is your screen name Pocket Danger? No. Is your nickname Pocket Danger?
I'm not gonna go there and do nothing crazy like that, but I'm finna send you 100 pizzas. 10 from every pizzeria.
What if
near
they like
you?
Pizza? Then you're like, this guy's all right.
100 though?
Yeah,
at some point it's gonna be inconvenience. 100 all at the same time coming through.
Then you spend all that money.
Yeah. That's the point. I got to figure out something else to do.
Hey, but if your plan works and then you got access to everybody's thing, now everyone tones it down.
Why are people talking?
It's because you can't find me.
They
why
not
is everybody online writing all these messages?
They won't tone it down.
They going to tone it down.
The internet would. If there was real life consequences, it would absolutely. Because a lot of them are just shit on all day and then they go online and shit on other people.
Mm.
So I feel like if you were just like, your address was right under every comment, people would probably not say such crazy shit. Hmm. But what's crazy about this to me is that I want to know what the original, like, interaction was. Because I'm assuming he was getting his ass whooped online. And then he flew all the way to Florida and he lost again. He didn't really like. He didn't hurt him. He didn't kill him. He took two L's.
It was life threatening, but he hurt him. You get hit with a hammer, I don't give a fuck. How?
I don't know if he got hit with a hammer.
Well, they said that the dad walked in.
He was struggling with him. Yeah.
And he said he had injuries, but they weren't life threatening.
Imagine flying all the way to Florida on Spirit. He caught three L's. This man was L after L after L.
Because he had to pay. He had to pay for that check luggage, or he had to buy the hammer when he got there. Either way,
it was a new hammer.
Not a new hammer.
I've never seen like a reenactment of a murder with the hammer, and the hammer was like brand spanking new. Then we went from the airport to Home Depot to this nigga's house.
Oh, no.
He even get a hotel that night. He's like, I'm going to jail.
Oh, man. I'm just doing that. I'm just going to knock out. Might as well do this now. I'll stop by Arby's to get me a sandwich.
Have you guys ever thought about doing this?
I definitely wanted some get back for somebody talking shit online. But I mean, like, seeing it through all the way. Like, he had to catch a car to the airport. Mm-hmm. There were so many chances for him to stop. Go through TSA, get to his terminal, wait till they start boarding. Get on the plane, sleep, because, I mean, he was going from Jersey to Florida, so he probably slept, or maybe, like, was meticulously planning how he's going to do it and get away. Land, pick up the bag, or go get the hammer, get in another Uber, get dressed, put the gloves on and all black. You had so many times, it's like, nah, I shouldn't.
He was mad.
Big mad.
Extensively mad.
How do you keep that anger?
You think about it?
Not really. I mean, like, when I was younger and on, you know, in Call of Duty lobbies, of course, yeah. But, I mean, not really, because that's a lot. And I feel like Tahir said, at some point I would be over it. Like, I think if I wasn't over it in the Uber, like, on the way to the airport, before TSA, I'd be like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Definitely. Because that's pretty far. I could buy the ticket mad. Because they make it pretty easy.
Yeah, that's
going to
happen. You can make that purchase simple.
They can make it pretty easy. I could buy the ticket mad. The Uber, I would still be like, yeah, let's do this. As soon as I got out and I was checking my luggage, I'd be like, man, this is crazy.
Yeah.
This is crazy. This dude don't even live in a fun city.
I applaud that you can get that far. You know,
that's
I think that's
too.
Great. I think
I'm
that's
saying that's
far.
Maximum.
I think about it sometimes too, man, because it'll be like 2,000 good comments on YouTube, and
we
then you see
that one
where they're like, "He's funny, but he wasn't that funny." I'm like, "Man, I will murder you." You know, like, you don't know me. Like,
why do we fix that on that one?
Yo, that
thing?
One comment
is crazy.
But I shouldn't even. I hate that I said that out loud because now they know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know. Oh, that's what gets them. All right, now you got.
They already know.
I think so too.
That's why they do that.
Yeah, man. That sucks.
It's
man.
It's a weird life that I could only imagine. Just like talking shit online and then just being like, "Do do do, what's going on with your day?"
Yeah, it's people that live for that shit. Like they have like troller or savage or something in their name. Like they are there just to cause chaos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like, they feel like this is my contribution to the internet. This is my contribution to the site.
That's why I don't like people, man. That's why I like. I'd rather no one know where I'm at. I don't let people know my whereabouts. That's why I'm like, I stay on mystery mode. People don't know where I'm at anytime. And that's the reason, man.
I understand,
that's how you
man.
Gotta do it.
Listen, man, I know if he was on Spirit, I know that plane was probably hot. So I hope that he was wearing his Mando.
It's people that got off that Spirit flight that wasn't even planning on murdering. But it was such
just
a
next
terrible
to him at
experience.
Like, oh, is that your hammer? It was just a hammer by itself.
That's your hammer?
Oh, yeah, thank you.
That's your hammer.
You didn't even put luggage.
Oh, no.
But like I was saying, I'm sure if he was on Spirit, because Spirit Air don't be working like that. No disrespect to it. I'm just speaking from personal experience.
It is disrespect, man.
I hope he was wearing his Mando. And for those that don't know, Mando is an amazing product. That is created specifically for men or anyone that wants to use it. They sent me an amazing care package. It reduces and prevents the sweat occurring on your body. They have 24-hour protection, actually like 48-hour protection. They got deodorant. They got full body deodorant. They got body wash. They got a scrub. They got a bar of soap. The bar of soap was fat. Like, I haven't used a bar of soap probably in years. I'm just not a big fan of it. But that bar soap smelled so nice. and it just lathered so damn well. I think I'm gonna have to run it back. All the products are natural, 100% natural, organic, fragrance, and all free. Dermatologists recommend it. Okay, these are amazing products, and I already bought another stick of the deodorant. Because I use that in my travel bag now. So I got one at the crib and I got one on the road with me because it just works that well. And when I tell you, I was a devoted degree person. Devoted. But after using Mando for 1 week, I was like, I'm switching. So after my stick ran out, went to Target, grabbed me one, and ordered another one online for my travel case. So I encourage you guys to check it out. You will not be disappointed at all. Control odor anywhere and shop at Mando. Get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% when you use our promo code DIYS at shopmando.com. Again, get $5 off your starter pack. That's over 40% off with our promo code DIYS at shopmando, MANDO.com. All right? Get your bodies together, fellas. You manscaping all of that?
Nah, man. I want an afro down there, too. Come on! Yo, what you got to do, man?
Nails, pedicures, manicures, anything like that?
Nah, man. I do it myself. I got some clippers, and I just boom, yeah, boom, boom. I cut my nails, da-da-da-da.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm on it. I go to
I
hammer and nail. It's a little pampering for myself. Go
good
there,
for you.
Keep my feet up, you know what I'm saying? They give you a little massage with it. They got a TV, watch TV, headphones. Let's just get away for like an hour and a half.
I like the massages, though. I'll go do massages, but you got to go to like a city that don't nobody know you, and then you pop into like one of the whisker rooms, and then you just go in there, and you just hang out, man. And this is a great experience.
How many times have you done that?
Huh?
Hey, man, to each his own, man. I like massages. I don't know. Like, it's a weird thing for me because I almost feel like I'm paying for a nap because every time I get a massage, I fall asleep.
Hey, but look at that. But you're better after because that stuff is healthy. Self-care is something that is so underrated.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to just do it on birthdays and holidays. Mm-hmm. Like, let these people take care of you because it's working out muscles and it's grinding the muscles.
Taking the stress out.
Yeah, and you're better afterwards. But people think, oh, it's just a massage. No, it's way more than that. Take advantage. I support massage workers and sex workers and whatever you do because it's
those
helping your life.
Thing. That's not the same thing at all. She's kind of grouped those in together.
But no, huh? Support.
Y'all ever got a massage? And it was too much pressure. You feel yourself going. Did you tell them like, hey, lighten up just a little
bit? Nah, I was like a little bitch.
You just push through it?
Yeah. I got abused.
I just like let it happen.
Yeah, no, like, man. I did that the first couple times and I was like, oh, can you go a little lighter? And I feel some type of way, but like the massage was much more enjoyable by me speaking out. But those first couple ones, I definitely just tried to power through and I was like exhaling hard.
It's good for you though.
No, it's not.
But
it's
the thing I don't want is like when you say like, can you go? There's not like it's not like a dial.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like you can go like specifically to the pressure level before that. So sometimes they'll be like, oh, he's a bitch. So they'll go all the way down. And then you got to like find the middle, like a little bit more pressure than that.
Yeah.
And you got to find that middle. I'll just be like, man, just beat me.
Nah,
up.
Man. Nah. Black. You can go about 15% lighter. That's that. Just
percentage. Okay.
Yeah. Just,
I'm
going to
do that next time.
I don't know.
Say, can you bring in the weaker man?
I told you about the time I got the massage for the guy. From the guy. Massage Envy. And I could feel his hair follicles all. Like when he was doing this,
I felt
all of his hair on me.
Exfoliation.
No,
what did that
man.
Do for you?
Nothing. Ruined it.
What did that do for you?
I told him. He had just eaten like a Reese's peanut butter cup or something. Because when he got close to my shoulder, I could smell the Reese's peanut butter. And I was just like,
that sounds abusive.
This is the worst massage ever.
That's on him. Because he definitely shouldn't be eating that. A lot of the times they be wearing the masks too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, shave. Like, that's crazy. Damn. You're rubbing on
that's the least
he was Armenian, so it was like on both arms. And when he went in like this, like like really get it in, I feel
little tickle.
Oh, I don't wanna feel your hair on my body.
Ah, man.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It was not
I'm
good.
Not weird about male masseuses, but I'd rather not. You know? If there's an option. Give me the insanely strong young lady.
I want a strong chick.
Insanely strong young lady. Yeah. It is a weird thing because it's like we have placed certain genders in certain roles for so long in society. Teachers were typically women, same as nurses and massage therapists. But like there are a lot of male nurses. I was a male teacher, and now there are a lot of male masseuses. So,
as there should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're strong for a reason, but you know, the
are
world.
You gonna get one from a male masseuse?
Listen, I'm not opposed.
Okay.
But this is what the world will do to you now. They'll tell you you're wrong because you only want a woman masseuse.
Mm-hmm.
You're not wrong for that. That's society trying to say, oh man, you gotta do it this way and you shouldn't feel this way.
Feel the way you wanna feel. Like, let me rub down the woman.
Yeah, you know? Like, look, man, I like a masseuse that does full body.
Mm-hmm.
So I would prefer a woman.
You don't want a guy on your butt?
I don't need a dude on my ankles. You know, like getting,
I don't like full body. They be doing too much. they be like trying to dig into your calves and you like, it don't hurt that much.
But that's what you need.
I'm not LeBron James.
You need the
that
whole
shit tickles
thing
and hurts.
Pressure release.
Stay away from my calves.
So you laughing and stuff?
If it's like my feet, my calves, and my thighs, a part of me is like. I used to hate foot massages. Now I have a massage gun and I have to do it.
Yeah.
They got you too, man. When you do a little chuckle, a little.
I'd rather fart than chuckle.
Imagine being a massager and the person laughs a little.
He's letting your ear touch your shoulder.
They'd be like, yeah, it's perfectly normal. You treat it like a fart.
The Thai massages, though, I had to stop getting those. That's the one where they like walk on your back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're holding the rafters of the roof and then they're just walking. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
Yeah, why you stop? What's the problem with that?
It's just like, on that one, it is very difficult for them to decrease the pressure because she can't make herself lighter.
But she's pushing herself on, like she's pushing herself down.
I don't want it. I don't want no more feet on my back.
Was it
the feet or the weight?
It's a combination of both because like if you tell them specifically, I want you to work the shoulders and the lower back, then they're usually gonna use the ball of their foot on those parts. And it's a lot of pressure sometimes. It's kind of hard to gauge it. I just feel like Thai massages are just a lot more pressure focused than regular massages anyway.
Mm.
So it's not my jam.
She just made, you know, if she weighed too much, you know, it's nothing you can do about that.
I'm not
That's
saying.
Deep tissue. They bring in a bigger person. Oh, you want the sports massage, huh?
Hey, I bring in Big John. You got any focus areas?
The exit. Focus area.
Get
right
off
now.
My back!
Oh, yeah, because you can't even really talk to them. They would squeeze the air out your
air is
like,
out.
Let's pressure, please.
I'm going to hop off the table so fast. Let's scurry out.
Yeah, that's wild. She's been walking all day.
Yeah, I'm good. Well, listen, Mikey, anything you want to let the people know to look out for? Anything you got coming up you want to tell them to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, and you know what? Absolutely. I'm in Bakersfield tomorrow, Friday, right?
Yeah.
Friday tomorrow? Yeah, I'm in Bakersfield. You know, I got Baltimore and San Francisco coming up. I'm torn, but I've been actively trying to stay home, man, because I realized nobody really knows me because I'm always gone.
Mm.
I'm always away, you know, because that's where the bread has been for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'm staying home. I got I'm nominated for the Joke of the Year, you know. Check the clip.
Let's go.
You know, find the socials. I think the Instagram and stuff is in there, you know, and you know, man, let's start having a great relationship.
There you go.
Let's start having a great relationship, people. We could do this.
We could all take a page out of Mikey's book with the energy and the positivity, man. So definitely appreciate you pulling up on us, having a good time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, and congratulations on the nomination of Joke of the Year.
Thank you very much.
That's huge, man. And much continued success on the tour and the future dates, man.
That's
I hope it all works out better than you could ever hope for, brother.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Put that on there right there, the little button right there. As always, guys, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And we'll see you on the next episode of Damn Internet, You're Scary. Peace, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here, where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.